Code Line, the one on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 6 minutes past nine on Wednesday morning, and it's time to say good morning to Courts. Good morning, lads.
Hello, mate.
You alright?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Not bad.
Yeah, not a fan of the mornings.
Nah.
Not many bands are when they come in. It's fine. Because you're all used to like doing gigs late and stuff. Mornings, you don't normally see them. And then we like make people get up early for this, and they're like, why? Let's pre-record it afterwards. Let's not get up. So who have we got from the band? Do you want to just introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Joe, and that's Reese over there.
Sure, I'm Reese.
And what do you guys do in the band?
I play drums.
I play guitar and keyboard.
So your track Part Off has been track of the week, and we were just saying it's had a really good reaction, like nearly like 25,000 plays on SoundCloud now as well.
Yeah,
did you have like an initial right, if it does this well, we're happy, anything more's a bonus?
We didn't really, did we? It was just
not
sort
really,
of
no. Just kind of, I don't know, just seeing how it went, and
did the single release, and I don't know, we got such a good reaction, the support we've had from the national radio as well and all the locals, it's really good.
Yeah, getting Zane Lowe's last ever Next Height was a big thing. So that was...
We weren't expecting that.
Yeah, that was really
crazy.
When do you find out? So obviously he plays it, I don't know, just before 8 p.m. that evening. When do you sort of find out that it's going to be the Next Height?
After.
Yeah, my mate rung me up when it was
on. Oh, so you don't get told that he's going to play it beforehand?
No. And my mate rung me up on the phone and said, oh, you're on the radio, you're on Zane Lowe's show and that. And then just phoned around.
So it's like
pretty exciting.
Just like, oh yeah, just casually being played on Zane Lowe's last
really
Radio
cool.
1 show.
Yeah.
Go on, mate.
We waited like 6 years for him to say Basildon on the radio.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, special moment.
Like Essex in general is doing pretty well with bands especially.
Definitely.
Like, is it good to have sort of like competition like that about? Is it like healthy?
No, it's not really. I wouldn't say it's competition. I mean, it's nice to have a bit of a scene. Some decent bands to play with and stuff.
Yeah, you've got like Asylums and Youth Club and Magistrates.
Yeah, there's a lot of good bands coming up at the minute, so it's good. Looking forward to seeing what happens in the future.
Have you done many tours with sort of those guys? Have you like supported each other previously?
Yeah, we've
previously
done a few shows together, but we haven't done a tour yet. I think we're looking at doing a tour this year.
Obviously Part Of is out now, and there's the remixes and all that. When can we expect sort of maybe more music, maybe other singles and EP at some point, maybe?
Well, we're in the planning for the next single at the minute, so that should be out, I don't know, maybe a couple of months or something. About June.
And it's sort of a good time, because a lot of people have said, like, your music, like, makes them feel, I think on iTunes it classes it as funk, I think, and stuff, like, this sort of summery music.
Yeah.
Is that like an intention? You want people, like, a good, feel good music, or?
I don't know if it's an intention. It just seems to just come out that way, just good vibes.
I think as well, like, when we wrote that track, it was sort of summertime, and we were all in good place, and that summer's out.
Yeah.
Our studio's like in a yard. So, like, it's hot, it gets hot, it's insulated, and the sun's coming. I don't know, just
the complete opposite to this studio, basically.
Yeah.
This is freezing, your studio's baking.
Yeah.
We need to do some shows from your studio, I think.
Well, initially, when you first walk in, there's like a fridge in it.
Yeah.
You just heat it up.
Yeah, it gets really hot, it retains the heat well.
So, on the Part Of EP, there's loads of remixes as well people can get.
Yeah.
Do you go to people going, oh, do you fancy remixing our track? Or do they come to you going, oh, heard Part Of, I'd love to do a remix?
I think we put them out, didn't we? We put them up for people.
Yeah, we asked a couple of people. Our mate Lewis, Sniff Beats, done a really good remix for us.
He's a Basildon boy as well.
Yeah, he's Basildon. And then, just a few other people around Southend and that. Joe White from Youth Club, done one. But we just asked around and people just volunteered for it.
Is it, at any point did they send a remix and you guys hated it and then you had to go back to anyone going, this is awful, we can't put this on the EP? Did you have any awkward things like that? Going, no, hang on, thanks for the effort, but this remix is atrocious. We can't put this out.
There might have been one that we weren't that keen on and he probably won't be listening, so that's all good.
How do you break it to a person? Do you try and be diplomatic, or you just like, nah, this is rubbish, we can't put this on?
I went about doing it in a little bit of a cowardly way, just saying, are we going to... So, no, it's a long story. Just
said we didn't want it.
Just part of them off, basically.
A bit hard to do, I'd say.
So, how many shows have you played as a band? Like,
in total?
Yeah, like, have you done many gigs? Or is it still sort of early in terms of like live, live shows?
We kind of didn't really do that many because we were focusing on writing and recording and wanted to get everything right in that sense. But we've got a few planned, going to get a few planned for this year. We've got one on the 29th of April, so the next one, at the Macbeth in London. And yeah, that'd be good. But at the minute, we just, yeah, just people offer us gigs, we'll check it out and see what happens.
Do you want to like be able to do the gigs where you're in a position where you've got like a bit of a catalogue of music behind you? Because there are a lot of bands out there who would like not even have any of their own music out yet and go and do gigs and sort of just do covers, and it's not really their own music. So would you rather like get some records out, like part of's out now, people will actually have heard you, and then they can come and actually enjoy the gig more because they actually have heard your records?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because we've done a lot of gigs before where obviously people haven't really heard us and the crowd weren't really getting into it that well, and it's just a bit like, oh, do people even like this? But our gig, we played at the Underbelly in Hoxton on Friday, and it was a good turnout for that. Obviously people had heard part of, and
it was packed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good gig, and when we actually played part of it, it was a really good vibe in the building, you know. It was
the gig felt really special, didn't it?
Yeah, it
was the first London show where it was just the room was packed, everyone was dancing, cheering, and that, so it felt really special.
Do you think that's a good way of testing a record? Like, maybe if you were thinking of putting a record out, doing it live and just seeing the reaction it gets from a group of people who have never heard it before?
Yeah, I guess so. See, yeah.
Just also, if they react, because I remember, I remember telling Youth Club this. We went to Flag Factory Festival last summer, and like before People came out, they did it and were like, "This is going to be the new single." Like none of us has heard it. Mm. I remember going up to them at the end, going, "We went out singing People. We'd never heard it until we'd seen it. We didn't like hadn't heard it online, and everyone left singing People because it was just instantly a hit." And they sort of went, "Oh, okay, well, we're definitely putting that out."
Yeah, I mean the next single we're going to put out, we've played a few times at gigs, and it's always had a good reaction. So I'm hopeful that when it comes out, it'll get the same, if not a better reaction than part of.
Well, let's play part of right now. It is track of the week. We've been hearing it on the show every single morning. Thanks for coming in, guys. If anyone missed this, we'll put this online afterwards as well so people can listen back. And of course, the record is out now. So do you want to just say like all the details, like SoundCloud and stuff like that?
Yeah,
how people can go and get this record?
All the socials are /Cults Music, apart from SoundCloud, which is just Cults. And then just go on the page and get the...
Yeah, you can get the EP on iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, all that.
Right? Yeah. Just go and buy it.
Yeah.
This is Cause, my track of the week, part of. Cheers for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.